Good evening. This is Health Frontiers, and I'm Lexi Ross. And tonight we have a very interesting guest, Hans Ing. Good evening, Hans.
Good evening, Lexi. Nice to hear you.
Well, I am very, very excited about your product, Energy, which is a product for our listeners that are interested that enhances the way the body metabolizes oxygen. And Hans is the distributor for America. The product was invented in Germany. And Hans, if you could explain how the Energy Plus machine works so that our listeners might understand the wonderful benefits of this new invention or discovery.
Yes, thank you very much. Our company, the Eng3 Corporation, is specialized in the biophysics. And the biophysics in this specific field is understanding how the body is utilizing the oxygen, which is necessary to generate the cell energy in the cells and to run the different cellular tasks. So this process is mimicking a biological process of our body, and by supplying the result of this, what our body is normally doing itself, the body gets more energy to run the daily task on cellular level. That is, I would say, the scientific summary.
Well, how in fact does that work? I mean, does it work by the machine putting more oxygen in the body? I mean, that's what people are used to, these, you know, when people go to these oxygen bars or whatever. Does it actually put oxygen in the body, or does it do this by a different method?
Yeah, it is doing it by a different method. We understand since the last 30 years a little bit more the process of the cell energy generation. In our air, we normally have enough energy. Three-quarter of the oxygen is normally exhaled unused. And the body's ability to utilize this oxygen is a key point in this whole chain to generate this energy. We are not applying more oxygen to the body. With this technology, the body is enabled to utilize the oxygen again and better, which is already in the air and which we normally breathe.
I see. Well, my understanding, I mean, how I heard about this product in the first place was through some friends whose mother was scheduled for heart surgery. And my understanding is that when she went on the Energy Plus machine, she was able to cancel her surgery. Now, obviously, the oxygen that's coming into the body and into the respiratory system would naturally affect the heart. Can you explain, say, for instance, how it affects the heart variability rate and how, in fact, that might have helped her?
Yes. This, like I said, is a biophysical product, so we have to understand the biology behind it. The biology means we have our body cells, every single cell relies on the ability to utilize oxygen. The proper work of any cell is related to a better cellular metabolism, to better cell regeneration, and better cell rejuvenation. With all these billions of different cells, our body runs lots of different tasks. And we are not approaching, or let us say, this technology is not focused on one specific cellular problem. It is more likely that the whole cellular system is getting improved so that some defects or some disorders are more likely are getting improved and turned into a better side, even that the protection before any disorders can happen, are getting improved for all different kind of cells in our body.
So it would be not just affecting the heart, it could affect the liver, the spleen, the kidneys, everything is enhanced by the infusion of oxygen.
That is right. The users we have are from the medical health field, where we have already a disorder. We have users from the sports performance field, where we have a higher need and where we have the need for improved recovery. And we have users from the prevention field. It is applying the improvement to all different kind of cells. So we, like you said, we have a broad range of application and results with it.
Well, how does it work in terms of, say, you know, we're also oxygen depleted these days. And you know, with the pollution in the air, I mean, has that affected the fact that we're only metabolizing 3/4 of the oxygen? You know, the fact that our environment is so toxic, has that affected that?
The fact that we are only metabolizing 1/4 of the oxygen is a fact which is out since the beginning of humankind. Yeah? That is good, because if we are going, for example, in higher elevation, there we have less oxygen, we still live in a perfect condition and we have a perfect life.
Okay.
What happens is, if we are getting older, that is the same thing for all living species. If we are getting older, the ability to utilize the oxygen is going down. So that is strongly related to the aging, to the cellular aging process or the aging process in general. Our environment, that means our intake of toxic or poisoning or any other materials which are damaging ourselves in the understanding of aging, so which are forcing the cells to a faster aging, are related to this, that we are today in certain environments are aging faster. That's right.
I see. So in using this machine, and you might want to talk about, you know, how the description of how exactly the machine looks and how people use it too, Hans. But in using this machine, could you actually say that it stops the aging of the cells? Could you go that far?
We could go so far and say it stops certain aging processes of cells.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The aging process is an ongoing process where the cells' tasks are running slower. They could stop. It could lead to a damage in the worst case, in the DNA, where we have cellular mutations finally. The aging of the certain kinds of cells, we know from our own experience, are running in different speeds sometimes. We know when we have higher need of for our immune system, but in the same time when we have a cut or a surgery, that the healing process is slower in this moment, because the body decided to give the energy only to the immune system before to the healing process.
I see.
In other cases, we know that when we are relaxed, when we are in good condition, and we have the same kind of cut or surgery, that the healing process would be faster. Yeah? That is, simply said, related to the aging, slowing down process of certain cellular tasks.
I see. Well, now, how about in the case of, well, let's talk about how the machine works and what it looks like, too, for the listening audience. And also, yeah, let's talk about that, because I'm sure people are very curious as to how this machine actually looks and how one would operate.
Yes. I would start by describing the size of the machine. The size of the machine is, I would say, the size of a small printer. Yeah? In the middle of the machine is a water bottle inserted into the machine, which normal drinking quality water. This water is necessary to humidify the air.
Uh-huh.
On the backside of the machine, through a filter, the air from the environment is getting sucked into the machine. The machine actually has three different constellations. One thing could have two activation chambers, the middle one has three, and the high-end device has four activation chambers. In the activation chamber, the air from the environment is getting activated. That is a worldwide patented system based on a chemiluminescence process. And
say that again, I didn't understand that. Based on what?
That is a chemiluminescence process.
Luminescence?
Yes.
Okay.
Through a special wavelength, a special material that is called a catalyst is getting activated. This excited, the excitement energy from this material goes over to the oxygen in the air. The oxygen is getting excited. That is now similar to a process which happened in our bodies, in front of the cell membranes. The activated or the excited oxygen falls back in a more stable constellation and releases energy. This energy then is hooked, or we say it in the scientific language, is quenched to water molecules.
Ah.
Yeah. This process happens on constant base in our bodies, and these water molecules are then transporting this energy further into the cell.
Let me stop you a minute. Could it be, I mean, of course, it would be sort of like an enhanced humidifier.
Could you say that? Yes, you could say this. You could say this, that is an enhanced humidifier.
Okay. Yeah.
So you are inhaling the air which is coming out of the device.
Right.
Which is also described worldwide as so-called activated air.
Okay. So the pictures I've seen of the machine myself really kind of look like a, what do you call it, like a VCR or something. I mean, it's about the same size of a VCR, is it not?
Yes, it is the size of a VCR.
Yeah.
It has a little front panel with a little display. It shows the running time, yeah, and a couple buttons where you press start, stop, and the time you would like to apply it, and that's all. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you described three different models, and I think it's important for people to understand how, you know, if they're interested in getting one of these machines. And by the way, I want to give the number out in case anybody has any questions. The number to call is 888-268-4313. And tell us how these the difference in the three models that you have, Hans.
Yeah, the difference in the models is a number of activation units inside the device. The smallest unit has two activation chambers, the middle one has three, and the biggest one has four activation chambers.
Okay, but in terms of time, or, you know, how long would you have to stay on the machine with, say, the smallest one, the middle one, and the most
mm-hmm.
activated one? What would be the difference in the treatment, and how are doctors and clinicians, you were talking about that that cosmetic surgeons are often using the Energy Plus machine to accelerate healing after surgery. How would they be using this machine in their office?
Yes. That is a good question about the application time. Yeah. The smallest device with the two activation chambers, you could roughly compare, needs twice as much application time for the same output than the biggest device with four activation units. We would say roughly the same time. Because of the construction inside the device, the output of the biggest device is a little bit more than twice as much as the smallest device. The application times are starting, we're recommending the application time, for example, for the biggest device, of 20 minutes every other day. Once 20 minutes every other day. That is with the understanding that the intended use is for prevention.
Okay.
So that there's no higher need for the body to have accelerated cell energy production. Like you said, we have different fields for application. There is a medical field where we have already disorders. There, the application time is very often increased to an hour, even to 2 hours every day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
So how, like, say, for instance, with the proliferation of immune-depressed diseases now, so many people are coming up with candidiasis or chronic fatigue or, you know, fibromyalgia, MS. In the case of diseases like that, obviously, if you're feeding the body more oxygen, it would seem that it would to go a long way to help those diseases be cured.
We got on a constantly basis reports in about applications in this field. Yes. Difficult is for us from the distance, because we are not the professional, we are not the expert, we are not working with a client directly. We know that from the experts that everything is a little bit more individual.
Uh-huh.
If somebody has a chronic disease, which is very often triggered by a age-related dysfunction, very often there are also other things parallel, overlaying or in the background. So
give us an example there, what you mean by that.
Yeah. You could have, for example, chronic diseases. You could already have a skin disorder.
Yeah.
Or you have any kind of other dysfunctions in the cell metabolism,
uh-huh.
which is more in the background. You don't really see this. Yeah? Then we know today that we have a lot of stress-related oxidative problems. Yeah? That could lead to sleep problem, to concentration problem, and awareness problem or reaction problem. Those fields which are more in the autonomic or controlled by the autonomic nerve system are getting improved when the cells who are taking care for this task are getting improved too.
I see. I mean, could you go so far as to say that, say, chronic fatigue would be cured?
Chronic fatigue, we know that for chronic fatigue it is used. Clinics
yeah.
are doing lots of studies with many people in study groups, especially in Germany. We have clinics who are coming out and saying that they apply this for their chronic fatigue patients on a regular basis, and they have major improvements.
What about, you know, there's this whole field of parasites that's emerging now. I think more and more doctors and scientists are beginning to see what a significant role that parasites play in our health now. What would an enhanced oxygen metabolism destroy parasites in the body?
This system is not going and is able to destroy anything. Yeah? We are not targeting the parasite, and we cannot reach out to the parasite directly. What we understand from the biology point is that our body is normally laid out to fight against parasites on a daily basis by itself.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is that the body needs all the sources to do this, all the resources to do this. So a healthy body with a healthy immune system is able to fight lots of those parasites, lots of viruses, and immune problems.
Well, say, like, just say a simple parasite. Say I don't know, I heard a report the other day on the radio, something to the fact that people who have cats have a high rate of schizophrenia, especially those that have a lot of cats in their house. You know, say they have four or five cats, and now scientists have uncovered that there's some sort of parasite that can cause schizophrenia. Well, wouldn't that affect, I mean, wouldn't that, if you're building the immune system, I guess what I'm asking here, wouldn't that, a stronger immune system be able to defeat such a parasite?
Yes, a stronger immune system is able to defeat parasites and external, let us say, intruders to our body. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, there, I don't know if you're familiar with the work of, the woman that wrote, her name goes right out of my head, but she was talking about how she felt funguses and parasites were causing cancer. Huldah Clark. And she wrote a whole book about the cures for all cancers, and she said that if we could get rid of the parasites in our body, we could get rid of cancer. And that kind of hit a note with me, because I know that the Energy Plus machine came out of the research of Otto Warburg, who in fact said or described, who was the first to describe, that cancer cells were actually a process of fermentation in the body. And I think it might be really interesting to our listeners if you could sort of describe the work of Otto Warburg, because, of course, there's so much cancer in our society today, about every other person winds up with cancer in some shape or form, that maybe you could talk about Otto Warburg's, invention or research, and how his research opened the pathway for this the Energy Plus machine to be created.
I would like to do this. Otto Warburg, who studied in Germany and in the United States and who was nominated for 2 Nobel Prizes, was interested to find a cure for cancer. That was his main interest. And his background was biology and medicine and physiology. And with his background, he went in and tried to understand the system on the cellular level a little bit better. Yeah? And what he finally researched and described and formulated was the so-called cellular respiratory chain. That is a description and
let me repeat that. That was the cellular respiratory chain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That is the understanding how the energy from the outside is going into the cell inside. We all know that we have the cell. Inside the cell is a mitochondria. The mitochondria produces the cell energy. And with the cell energy, which is produced out of the food and out of vitamins and nutrition and glucose, we are producing the ATP, which is then used inside of the cells to feed or to build up the fuel for all these different tasks.
So the ATP, that's sort of like the electrical charge for the mitochondria, that's right? Is that right?
That is right. That is
okay.
The electrical charge produced in the mitochondria for the cell.
Okay.
It is a mitochondria, you could compare it with a little power plant inside of the cells.
Uh-huh.
Our cells have different numbers of mitochondria. We have cells, especially our nerve cells, could have up to 2,000 mitochondria in
really?
One cell. Other cells, especially our muscles, certain muscle cells, don't have any mitochondria. And the energy is getting transported in our body from one part to the other, always where it is needed. Our body
so let me ask you this. This is a fascinating topic. So when you're saying that every cell in the body has different mitochondria, or are they all the same, and that the same mitochondria travels to all the organs, or does each area of the body have specific mitochondria?
Each cell in our body has its own mitochondria. The mitochondria are not leaving the cell.
I probably didn't state the question correctly. In other words, would the heart, say, have certain mitochondria specifically that goes to the heart, and the liver, say, have certain mitochondria that goes directly to the liver, or is it the same mitochondria that feeds the whole organ system?
The mitochondria inside of the cell is always the same kind of mitochondria.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is the same kind of mitochondria. And let us think about a skin cell. Yeah? The skin cell is regenerating. Out of one cell, we will produce two more cells. Every cell will have its own mitochondria, and will run only the program which is necessary for a skin cell. Yeah?
Okay.
So this process, or now I would like to go back to the cellular respiration.
Sure.
Yeah? We know that no power plant can work without energy input from the outside. So our mitochondria cannot produce the ATP without energy input from the outside. Yeah?
Okay.
So, and Otto Warburg researched this process, and he was the first one who described this process of the cellular respiration. How the cells from the outside is getting the energy in the cells to run their tasks. And he found out that the oxygen in the air is a key point for almost all living species. We could say it starts with the plants, it goes over to all the animals, until to us humans. All cells which are relying on oxygen have the same process behind it.
Okay.
Yeah? And the process means that the energy is produced out of the oxygen, out of the element of the oxygen. And now we would enter the physics a little bit more when we start to describe how this energy is produced out of the oxygen. But back to Heinrich Otto Warburg, he had mainly in mind to research the process of cancer.
Uh-huh.
And in his research, he found out that cancer cells are not utilizing oxygen anymore. They are anaerobic cells who don't rely on oxygen. They are going through a fermentation process.
I see.
In the opposite thing, all our other cells, healthy cells in the body, are relying on this process to utilize oxygen. So the research, the ongoing research, is then in Germany and Swedish universities, went in the direction to understand the process for the cells who are relying, or which are relying on the oxygen utilization, to understand the process and to mimicry the process that with a device that we can deliver this kind of fuel to the cells. And all of this ended in this research 15 years ago, the result that the activated air is a key point in the cellular respiration chain and will improve the cell's ability to utilize the oxygen and to run the task more efficient.
Okay, now I have a question. If, in fact, our body only metabolizes 25% and 75% of the oxygen is not utilized, and now you begin introducing a mechanism for the cells to utilize more, what long-term effect does that have on the body? I mean, can the body handle that enhanced oxygen in an efficient way? Does it cause some kind of cellular exhaustion in the future? I mean, how does that work?
Yes. Our body is, in this point, pretty smart constructed. Yeah. Our body only produces and uses more energy when it's actually needed for a certain process.
I see.
Yeah. Our body cannot be overcharged. We know this also from our own experience. When we are running out of energy, when we have an immune problem like a cold or a flu, we are running out of energy, we are getting tired, and we need a recovery time.
Uh-huh.
When we have surgery or we have any kind of disease and we are temporarily in a hospital, we have to go through a recovery time. Other fields where we can see the same situation with the recovery time is in the sports, in the high-end sports, in the professional sports. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Intensive physical work leads to several minor damages in our body. Yeah? These have to repair. During this recovery time, we are tired, and we simply know that we have to recover. Yeah? In this moment, our body knows that it needs more energy.
Right.
If we are applying energy during those moments when the body needs it, then we will see the benefits.
If we
are applying it in a moment when the body don't need it, then the body will not take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The body cannot be forced to run certain times faster than the, let us say, the cellular program was laid out for.
Interesting. Well, now, conversely, say when the athletes, you know, you'll see these football players on the sidelines and they, you know, come off the field and they sit down and they put the oxygen on their nose and they're taking a direct hit of oxygen into their body. How does that affect them, affect their metabolism, and does it in fact have any negative side effects?
The intake of more oxygen, when we are not pressing it into our body, have generally not a big effect. Like we said in the beginning, we are inhaling anyway enough oxygen and exhaling a huge amount of the oxygen.
Uh-huh.
If we are inhaling air with even more oxygen, we would even exhale more unused oxygen.
Oh, I see.
That would be the same amount.
Well,
we have certain other side effects when we are inhaling more oxygen, which could lead to an emotional boost, an emotional positive effect. Yeah? But inhaling simply oxygen under normal air pressure doesn't change anything.
Well, I mean, my understanding is that the direct inhalation of oxygen creates free radicals in the body, and that it's very difficult to measure how the intake of when you're directly breathing the oxygen.
Yes. When the cells actually have the ability or the possibility to reach or to get these more oxygen molecules in, then we are producing more free radicals. Because in the process of metabolizing the oxygen, the side product is a free radical, is an unpaired oxygen, which is aggressive, which will grab everything which is available and creates a free radical. That is more likely the case when you are forcing the oxygen into the body. In this moment, you need a higher pressure than the atmospheric pressure. And then we force more oxygen into the body and damage could occur. Huh?
Well, you know, why is it that your method is so different from the direct intake? I mean, why is it if you're forcing the oxygen into the bloodstream, directly into the bloodstream, it would seem like that maybe you could produce free radicals too. Why is that that your system doesn't do that?
Yeah. We are not forcing any more oxygen into the body.
Oh.
The air you are breathing in, the activated air, has the same amount of oxygen in the room than before without being activated.
Okay.
We are not pushing oxygen in the cells or into the body.
Okay.
We are giving the body in the same energy to the cells. We give the same energy the body is normally producing out of the oxygen which the body inhales. So we are increasing with this process the body's ability to to utilize the oxygen, which is delivered through the veins to the cell system, in a far better way.
Okay. What, say that, for instance, that in the case of a child, you know, a child, how would you compare the oxygen metabolization of a child, say, to someone who's 40 or 50 years old? If a child was given a treatment on the Energy Plus machine, would they even need it, or how would it, how would their body respond to such a device?
A healthy child has the highest ability to utilize the oxygen.
Okay.
Because it is a young body, the cells are not loaded with free radicals, not damaged. The performance of a healthy child's cellular performance is at the maximum.
Okay.
If you measure the amount of exhaled air with a healthy child, you will see that the amount of exhaled unused oxygen is far smaller than a person who is older who has more damages. That is, by the way, a way how you can measure the biological age of a person. You can measure the amount of the exhaled air. As more cellular damage you have, as more the cells are not able to utilize oxygen, that means our lungs will exhale more oxygen.
Really? How do you measure that? What device do you use to measure that?
Oh, there are several devices out, especially pulmonary specialists, respiratory specialists have those devices where you can measure, even some fitness facilities have those devices where you can measure the amount of exhaled air.
Really? I didn't realize that. That's very interesting.
And also very interesting is generally the use of oxygen over the life period will reduce the oxygen we are metabolizing. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
If we are going into the field of a high performance athletes, yeah, there we are touching a field where people, individuals, are metabolizing huge amount of oxygen in their career. Yeah?
Right.
Because that is a key factor for performance.
Right.
Through this oxygen metabolization process, they are generating free radicals. Far more free radicals than a person who is less high in oxygen consumption. Which means, on the cellular level, in the biology, that athletes on cellular level are aging faster.
Really?
And
I didn't realize that.
They are aging faster. They very often have a higher, bigger problems with their immune system. Recovery time is sometimes far longer than a non-athlete person. Yeah? And they have to take care for this. We know how drastically their diet is and their food regime during competition, that they are staying healthy. And the body is not overloaded with any kind of tasks which are taking the sources for the cell energy production.
Wow, I didn't realize that they... I knew that athletes suffered, which a lot of people don't realize, they suffer a lot of physical damage that, you know, shows up later in their lives. You know, young people who, say, become Olympic athletes, and by the time they're 40, they feel like they're 60. But I didn't realize that their oxygen output was also depleted. That's very interesting.
Yeah, we have studies were made, for example, comparing oxygen inhalation systems with activated air inhalation systems, where we see that healthy people, after inhaling activated air, they are exhaling 30 minutes later, still 10% less unused oxygen. So if we don't exhale the oxygen is getting metabolized in our body. Yeah? And we know when oxygen is getting metabolized, certain things are running better then. And that is in a whole range of fields. The autonomic nervous system, which we don't control, which we don't are aware of, is normally a high energy intaking system, because we know that every organ function and every reaction and concentration function is run by the system, that this is getting improved, and even those things like clarity, concentration, is improved, where we can see the results right away with activated air.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Can you talk about, I noticed in your material that the doctors use the oxygen to help people who have sleep apnea problems, which, again, some of these diseases that we've never even heard about before are becoming so prevalent. How, in fact, is the intake of Energy Plus oxygen, how is that helping people who have sleep apnea?
These clinics and these experts who are applying the energy treatments with the sleep apnea people heard about this technology. They know the background of sleep apnea, and they simply tried to apply it and were absolutely amazed with these results, without any side effects, because energy has no side effects. We have no artificial ingredients there, no drugs or any pharmaceuticals. It is a pure biology process. By applying this, they understood that the sleep apnea is a kind of disorder in the autonomic nervous system, unbalanced system in our body. The unbalanced system was understood as a problem in the energy production of these systems, and they applied it and they saw these results. And since several years, we have clinics, especially in different European countries, who are applying it. Research is still going on there. We have to also to understand that every client is an individual who has their own specific characteristics.
Sure.
So that with general treatment, very often you cannot solve a specific problem. But in the combination with this technology, and for all these patients, they had major results.
Okay, now this cropped up for me. Say a patient is taking a certain drug, say for some kind of heart disease or liver disease or whatever their doctor has put them in a prescription. Would that prescription be more effective in the body with the use of Energy Plus?
We would say generally yes.
Wow.
The process of, the cellular process to utilize everything which is going into the cells relies on the cellular ability to generate cell energy.
Uh-huh.
This is energy the body is able to utilize any kind of food, any kind of cell fuel which is going in from the outside.
Right.
We know today that certain pharmaceuticals, certain drugs are in certain circumstances not working.
Right.
The body is not reacting on it.
Right.
We can put it in front of the cells where the research systems wanted to have it, but the cells are not taking it. The cells are unable to take and to utilize these drugs.
Wow.
So with the energy from the outside and the improvement of the cellular system, now the cells increase their ability to utilize this, to take these drugs or even to take the nutrition. For a cell, it doesn't matter if that is a drug or if that is an apple or if that is a nutrition.
Right.
It is an input from the outside which is delivered through a system to the cell, and the intent of the cell is to take it in, to utilize it as best as possible.
So in other words, that's pretty amazing, Hans. I mean, so in other words, if the body was not responding, say, to an antibiotic, with the use of the oxygen that it might absorb the antibiotic better, or in the case of a vitamin or anything that we might take to enhance our health?
It is enhancing our health, yeah. We even could go further back and say we know this since several hundred years. This process, like I said, is a certain copy of a very natural process, yeah, to activate this air.
Uh-huh.
The air activation happens in certain areas on a constant base since millions of years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It happens in the plants. Yeah. The plants have to do the same thing. They activate the air. We know that we need the sunshine.
The photosynthesis.
Right, in the photosynthesis, the special sun light wave is exciting the chlorophyll. The excitement energy from the chlorophyll is going into the oxygen, is exciting the oxygen. Oxygen is releasing this energy, and this energy travels in the plant. Yeah. Even to those places where the plants cannot generate energy out of the sunlight, like in the roots or in the inside of the plant.
I see.
It travels through water molecules in the plant.
Right.
The water molecules who are loaded with this kind of excitement energy doesn't know if they are inside or outside of a leaf, or if they are inside or outside a plant.
Right.
So we could say that outside of the plant, we find these energy-activated water molecules in the air. In certain areas, when we are close to this environment, to those kind of air, we are feeling rejuvenated, refreshed, we are feeling energized. We know those areas since several hundred of years where we have spas set up in mountain areas where
sure.
sunlight reach better down to the vegetation, where the humidity in the air is high enough, and where we have a certain kind of breeze which is able to transport those energized water molecules in the air over to us where we inhaled it.
Yep.
Where we have these spas.
Right.
So,
you know something, Hans, we're getting close to running out of time, and what I'd like you to do is just sort of give us a quick rundown. So far we've talked about how physicians are using with sleep apnea, we're using the oxygen for the immune depressed diseases, the heart variability rate, it's reducing stress for people who are having heart problems. Can you itemize maybe one or two more uses and how... this is a question I had. How many units do you have in America now?
Oh, in America we have several hundred units now.
Okay.
Worldwide we have several thousand units.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'd like you to do is give your 800 number in case there's anybody who's listening who would like to get more information or might be interested in ordering one of your machines or finding out more about it, and maybe give your website.
Yes. Our toll-free number is 1-877-751-9206.
Okay.
And our company, which is specialized in biophysical products for the medical health area, that is one of those fields where these techniques are getting applied. Then the sport performance area. And the last one is the wellness and prevention area.
Okay.
Because it is a prevention tool
right.
that you can protect your body before you have a disorder.
Right.
The layout of the devices are so that they are running for 10 years, almost maintenance-free, very solid German-manufactured products.
Okay.
And
let's give your website address.
Oh yeah, our website address is www.eng3 like the number 3 corp like corporation.com.
That's eng.3corp.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to say goodnight, but oh my gosh, what a fabulously interesting topic, and I appreciate your time, Hans, and perhaps we can get together and do this again. And thank you so much. This is Lexi Ross for Health Frontiers.
Thank you, Lexi. Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.